Broad Canvases by Nigel Baldwin, with Sue Johnston as D.T. Mitchell. Episode 3, Sarah.
Dad's papers and stuff. Mum wanted it all out of the house.
Why did you phone me, Peter?
Dad is very fond of you, Miss Mitchell.
D, please.
After he retired as editor of the paper, Dad was really miserable. A year ago, I was coming by, and he was having a bonfire much like this. He looked troubled. Then suddenly, he scrabbled into the edge and pulled this from the flames. He didn't know I was watching. When I made a joke about destroying evidence, he turned as though he'd been caught out.
He was destroying evidence. Stuff that a certain Sarah Massey gave him.
Who's she?
You don't need to know, Peter.
Well, he looked at me like a child I'd caught stealing sweets. And then he said that if anything happened to him, I was to give this to you.
Half-charred cassette tape. This is all that's left.
And this.
A playing card?
Well, a tarot card.
Sarah gave him a tarot card?
Yeah, and some papers, but I think they burnt beyond recognition.
Have you heard this tape?
Well, it's a conversation in a restaurant between a man and a woman. I don't know who they are, and I didn't ask Dad. I wasn't supposed to have listened.
David, I do not want to talk about it, not here.
I'm sorry, but I have to.
Are you suggesting that what happened 4 years ago was premeditated?
That is what she told me.
What's this girl's name?
Sarah Massey.
Has she got proof?
I don't know. Look, the accidental pollution of a water supply is one thing.
David!
Now Sarah Massey is saying that 4 years ago...
It's finished.
Your husband's chemical company went bust on the back of that prosecution. How can you be so casual? You can't be so casual because you told him, didn't you? That's how he found out.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll pour our own wine. Thank you very much.
Beg your pardon, Mrs. Taylor.
My God. You told her.
I didn't think it would lead to anything.
Does anyone else know?
No.
How can you live with yourself?
David, this is a dangerous thing to know. For anybody. Do you get my drift? You didn't tell me. I should keep it under your hat and avoid this. Sarah Massey. I imagine you could enjoy early retirement. Consummate the love affair with your roses. Follow your Gareth's burgeoning rugby career with a father's loving interest. Now let's leave it. And enjoy the Gravelax.
The rest is indecipherable. Mind you, I suppose we're lucky to get this.
Where did it come from?
Peter Morgan.
Who?
Geraint Morgan's son. Geraint obviously had second thoughts about destroying the evidence.
So, what does this tarot card mean?
I don't know, Thomas. You're the one who's clued up on all that stuff.
The Hermit. It's one of the cards of the Major Arcana.
Oh, well, that explains everything.
When did Sarah record this?
A year ago. This tape tells us that Ginny Taylor, then a Minister of the Environment, was involved in some dirty dealings with the late David Richards, former chief executive of the Welsh Rivers Authority. Now, I thought Sarah was killed to conceal Taylor's corruption last year, but this tape mentions 4 years ago. That's 5 years ago now, when a really serious contamination incident took place. Now, I think the reason for Sarah's death is much more sinister. Listen.
Now Sarah Massey is saying that 4 years ago...
It's
finished. Your husband's chemical company went bust on the back of that prosecution. How can you be so casual? You can't be so casual because you told him, didn't you?
Told him what?
That's how he found
and
out.
Who's he? A husband? Former chairman of Carbochem? The company that contaminated the water? Is her husband involved in some scam? Some scam involving information Ginny Taylor gave him? But John Taylor went bust.
Oh, my God. You told her.
I didn't think...
See, Richards is scared. Sarah told Richard something about the scandal 4 years previously, 5 years now, that he didn't know, and that Sarah had found out, and that's why she was killed, not because of the minor contamination of the water supply a year ago.
So why did Geraint give you a watered-down version of events?
I don't know. Time to pay Sarah's husband a visit.
Sarah had a husband?
Yes. Inadvertently, I had a carnal encounter with him last week.
Inadvertently? You can't have sex inadvertently.
No, Thomas. Inadvertently, I discovered that the man I had just jumped was Sarah's ex, and he never bothered to tell me.
I do have an explanation.
You have a pretty impressive house, you know, Jack. This garden wouldn't look out of place in Kew.
It was not my skill, the previous owners.
Previous owners?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Anyway... Not to be sniffed at.
I am sorry.
Oh, don't worry. I am used to going to bed with pathological liars.
I didn't lie. I just didn't tell you. It was a difficult time of my life, and I see it as a failure. Sarah was unhinged.
Did you love her?
Of course I loved her. But I couldn't handle her. Look, I found you instantly attractive. I didn't want skeletons tumbling needlessly out of a well-locked cupboard.
I mentioned her to you. You pretended you'd almost forgotten who she was. You were married to her.
I didn't want to complicate things.
In what way?
Me and you. I haven't seen Sarah for over 3 years. I don't know what she's doing now.
Haven't you heard?
I was really hoping you and I would carry on seeing each other.
Do you not know what happened to Sarah?
This is Cardiff. She moved to Swansea. We lost touch. Sarah wasn't much interested in the finer points of social intercourse.
She was killed, Jack. Probably murdered.
Jack, I think you're a prince who incarnated for the sole purpose of saving the environment. You are going to be so effective, so powerful. I, Sarah Massey, am in humble awe of your power. In all humility, Jack, can I ask you to be my husband?
More scotch?
No.
Don't mind me, it's a bit of a shock.
You really didn't know?
No, poor Sarah.
You didn't keep in touch?
I had no contact since she left me. I divorced her 3 years ago, adultery. So she didn't contest it. Well, she couldn't.
She was unfaithful.
I think she had her first extramarital about a month after the wedding. Sarah slept with anyone who took her fancy, and she didn't care whether I knew or not. She had no moral or emotional truth in her.
Why did you marry her?
I loved her, and I was infatuated with her. I fell for a line that I was the most stunning, effective man she'd ever met. I didn't know she had a personality disorder then.
What do you mean?
She was mad. Clinically.
Seriously?
Oh, it's difficult to recognise madness if you've never been close to it. It took me a bit of time. I think she knew she was sick. It made life terribly hard for her. Poor kid. Maybe she's better off out of that lifetime.
What?
Sarah had a firm belief in reincarnation.
How did you meet her?
She applied to Greenwatch for a job back in 1991.
Look, I want to work for the environment. If we don't have a healthy environment, we don't survive as a species. If you don't want my services, I'll find someone who does.
Yeah, hold on.
I'm sorry I'm so forthright, but I don't have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time. Humanity... I'll do anything. I'll make the tea if you want.
Am I to deduce that you're a little disillusioned with the progress that environmental lobby groups have made?
We're poisoning everything, Mr. Palmer.
Jack.
Who would have thought 2 years ago we'd be buying our water in bottles from supermarkets? Or that we'd be painting our faces with war paint because the ozone layer is so thin? When are people going to realise that tourism and air travel are just as big a threat as the motor car? Releasing nitrous oxide at 30,000 feet contributes massively to global warming.
Very impressive.
Don't patronise me. Why are issues such as these not being addressed by our politicians? There's nothing more important. How long do they think we've got?
How old are you?
22.
Mm-hmm. And your degree's in French and theatre studies.
It's irrelevant what my degree is in. It's my commitment that's important.
So you employed her?
Yeah.
She was very attractive. I saw her photo.
It wasn't that. It was her energy that I liked. I thought it would be good to have her around. A younger version of you in many ways.
Thanks. You don't know me.
And she got into the swing of things pretty quickly. Although in many respects she had her own agenda.
You've got to do something about Carbochem. At least highlight them in the newsletter. Tell everyone what damage they're doing with their chemicals.
Why Carbochem in particular? There's many bigger chemical companies doing far more environmental damage.
I know about Carbochem. My father works for them. Their chemicals are poisoning the planet in the name of profit.
Your dad works in the chemical industry?
He's marketing director up in North Wales, Jack. The lies they tell to sell their stuff... They're completely unethical. They sell agrochemicals banned in this country to the third world. The third world grows its exotic fruit with the aid of these chemicals and then exports the same fruit back here. So we end up ingesting the chemicals that were banned here in the first place. It's madness.
What's the matter?
Trevor Massey worked for Carbochem.
Yeah.
God, this is getting darker.
What?
Massey told me he worked for a pet food company.
Well, he might do now. He resigned a couple of months before the pollution scandal 5 years ago. You can't imagine how that upset Sarah. As you know, we started to run a campaign against them in concert with your paper. Sarah put all her energy into that. Annoyingly, from her perspective, her father had already resigned.
Jammy bastard. He resigns 2 months before his company commits the biggest pollution scare in Wales' century. What a bummer. He might have gone to prison.
No one's going to go to prison. The best that will happen is heavy fines.
Don't destroy my fantasies. It's bloody criminal. Someone should pay for this. They say the organophosphates leaked into the water supply are used to make sheep dip. What they don't tell you is that they also use it to make nerve gas. Bastards.
If she was so concerned about the environment, then why didn't she come to you last year?
What do you mean?
Before she was killed, she uncovered a more recent contamination of the water supply. Well, why didn't she approach Greenwatch then? After all, she knew you.
Precisely. She knew me. She couldn't come here to face her past. People like Sarah don't take responsibility, don't own what they do. She couldn't come to Greenwatch. She'd have to acknowledge I still existed.
Why are you looking at me like that, Jack?
Do we have to talk about Sarah?
No.
I don't want her to be a thorn in our relationship.
Oh, we have a relationship after you lied to me.
I didn't lie to you. I just didn't say anything. Look, I'm embarrassed about that time. I pretend it never happened.
Oh, far be it from me to interfere with your emotional development, but I have to warn you that from a psychotherapeutic point of view, a trauma which is suppressed will usually re-emerge in a more virulent manifestation.
I wondered if you wanted to stay for dinner. Stay over.
Is that a euphemism for something?
Could be.
I have just told you that your ex-wife has in all probability been murdered and you want to screw me.
Wouldn't be the first time.
No, it would be the second.
Look, I liked Sarah, but she was mad. And I haven't seen or heard from her in 3 years. I was shocked, but I can't pretend to be upset. Why don't you forget about her? What can you do anyway?
What are you implying, Jack?
Nothing. Just... that I want to get to know you better.
In bed.
in total.
I just thought you might like a drink.
Jarvis, you've got me sacked. Then you have the nerve to phone me and ask me out for a drink.
How did I get you sacked?
You told Kirby I was investigating him.
Tell Kirby anything.
Well, who did?
See, I've no interest in Kirby beyond the fact that he employs me. And I hope this phone isn't tapped. Look, I'm still your friend. I miss you.
Look, I'm telling you, Jarvis, Sarah Massey was killed because she'd uncovered some kind of corruption. And Max Kirby is involved.
And you lied. You told me you'd hit a dead end as far as Sarah was concerned.
How do you feel about that, Jarvis?
How do you know?
Sarah's friend Jane Edwards told me that Sarah took the evidence to Geraint Morgan.
So you did find Jane Edwards?
Yes, and don't ask me where she lives because I won't tell you.
Sarah was killed because she'd uncovered contamination from a sewerage plant.
No, I think Sarah was killed because she discovered something about what happened 5 years ago. But I haven't quite got there yet.
You want some help?
From you?
No, Donald Duck.
Oh, can I trust you?
Of course you can trust me. Dee, this is a plump little guy who you went to college with 20 years ago, who carried a candle for you like a lovesick boy ever since. I wouldn't betray you to Max Kirby. For goodness sake.
Are you sure?
I'm your friend.
All right, then. Look, I want you to go back to all the reports on the Carbochem scandal 5 years ago. And I don't want you to tell anyone you're doing this for me.
Does that mean I finally get to play with you, Rosebud?
Jarvis, you wouldn't know where to find it.
This is hardly your sort of water at all.
The Cumberland Hotel. I thought, why not? You're paying, and it's symbolic. This is where Sarah Massey made a tape of Ginny Taylor and David Richards having lunch, and that tape is evidence that something was amiss.
Another little thing you didn't tell me.
That's right, but I'll fill you in as and when you deserve it. Chablis 76, okay?
This is a 5-star hotel, dear. How much is this going to cost me?
If you're about to be my friend again and I can trust you, you'll pay as a gesture of good faith.
Dee, I am your friend. I'm the one who delivered Kelly Greaves to you.
Why is you pitching up with a young woman Henderson abused when she was 10 a demonstration of your friendship?
Because I was trying to stop you making an ass of yourself, that's why. I didn't do it to spite you, I did it to show you you were being used. You couldn't see beyond your conspiracy theory.
Okay, Henderson was an abuser, but he was still nobbled.
Possibly.
Oh, I see. Coming round to my way of thinking, are we?
Reluctantly.
Right, so what have you got for me?
Two interesting things. Number one, when Deutsche Wasser took over North Wales Water 5 years ago, they already owned South Valleys Water. South Valleys is big, but North Wales Water is small. Now, North Wales Water was the sole supplier to Jessop's Brewery in Cheshire, and the contaminated water put Jessop's out of production for a month, not a pint of bitter brewed. As a result, Deutsche Wasser inherited a massive liability when they took over North Wales Water. So why would they do that? Unless North Wales Water was big enough to offset that liability.
I don't know why.
Not a clue, as yet.
What's the point of taking over a small water company if you're going to owe a brewery a fortune?
Exactly. Meanwhile, interesting thing number two. What you have overlooked, my dear meticulous D, is what happened when Carbochem went bust.
Yeah, all right. Milk the dramatic moment for all it's worth.
Carbochem's remaining assets were absorbed into UAC. Effectively, UAC took them over.
Universal Agrichemicals?
The very same, the biggest chemicals company in Europe.
Why should they want to take over a defunct outfit like Carbochem?
Because Carbochem had something they wanted.
Like what?
Alan Henderson's crop growing system. Carbochem were negotiating with Henderson before they went bust. If they developed a system together which precluded the use of pesticides, think how threatening that would be to a large company like UAC.
You mean Henderson was nobbled by UAC?
It's possible. What if Carbochem genuinely wanted to fund Henderson? It's good PR for them. A pesticide company looking for less polluting ways to maximise crop returns. And that's a big threat to UAC.
And I assumed it was Carbochem.
Look at the wider picture, Dee. The broader canvas.
But how broad does it get?
The Red Valley virus got as broad as a government cover-up.
How does UAC know that Henderson has invented a system that he wants to develop with Carbochem?
Industrial espionage, dear girl. They have spies all over the place.
My God.
Some insider information?
No.
It's pillow talk.
It's pillow talk. It's Mata Hari. Eh? It's on the tape. Richard says you told him. It wasn't her husband she told.
What are you talking about?
Ginny Taylor didn't tell her husband. She betrayed her husband.
It's finished. Your husband's chemical company went bust on the back of that prosecution. How can you be so casual? You can't be so casual because you told him, didn't you? That's how he found out.
She told him. Him being Max Kirby. Maybe a little indiscretion in bed. Her husband has an industrial secret, Henderson's crop system, and Ginny Taylor throws it casually at Kirby with post-coital complacency. She didn't think it would lead to anything. Industrial espionage without her knowing what she was doing.
And Kirby leaks it to UAC? Why?
Well, we haven't established that yet, Thomas. Jarvis is going to do some research on UAC.
I'll do some discreet digging, but I'm not going to lose my job over this, remember?
I know. Two teenage sons who want to go to university.
You really think Ginny Taylor passed on her husband's confidence to Kirby?
Yep, unwittingly, and that's how Kirby got involved.
Involved how?
We can't be sure as yet.
It might help us, Thomas, if you worked out the significance of that tarot card.
Oh, come on. How am I going to find out what that means?
What tarot card?
There was a tarot card with this tape. The Hermit. What does the Hermit mean esoterically?
It means someone who lives a solitary life. It represents the seeker of truth. A courageous figure who treads the lonely road through the unknown.
Perhaps that's how Sarah saw herself.
So then why give the card to Geraint?
Don't look at me. I don't know anything about this sort of stuff.
Oh, come on, Jarvis. You're going to have to work harder if you want to get your leg over.
You? But you're shagging for the environment these days.
Well, you should know. After all, you're the one who found out he was married to Sarah Massey.
That was wonderful, you know.
Glad to be of service.
So why do you spoil it by asking about Sarah?
Well, I need a new career. I'm training to be a private detective.
Dee.
Tell me.
Yeah, yeah. Sarah saw herself as a crusader. But I don't want to talk about her. I want to talk about you. Have another drink.
No, no thanks.
Are you staying the night?
It's not night, it's afternoon. So Sarah fancied herself as a seeker of truth, did she?
Sarah this, Sarah that, seeker of truth. Sarah was mad. And does it matter now? She's dead.
Don't you care?
I don't know how I feel. By rights, I should have hated her, but I didn't, you know. I just felt sorry for her.
Because she was sick?
Are you sleeping with me because you want to find out about her?
Oh, no, I am sleeping with you because I fancy you. Don't be such an insecure little boy. The first time we had sex, I didn't even know you knew Sarah.
Why are you so bothered about her?
Because there's a bloody great conspiracy going on surrounding a pollution scandal, and Sarah stumbled on it, and that's why she was killed. You run an environmental lobby group. This should concern you as well.
I'm off duty.
And what's more, my former boss is mixed up in it. Was Sarah into the tarot?
This is getting obsessive.
Don't call me obsessive. Was she?
What?
Into the tarot. You do know what the tarot is.
Only as a joke. She used to use the cards as symbols.
How do you mean?
If she was pissed off with me, she'd put the fool on my desk. If we'd had a row and she thought she'd been wrong, she'd put the card justice there. If I went to the pub because she drove me mad, I'd find temperance on my pillow when I got home. And when she wanted sex, she'd wave the king of staves in front of my face. You get the imagery?
Weird.
You don't have to tell me. I married her. She was a games player. A tease. She'd leave clues around the place and expect me to interpret them.
What about the Hermit?
What?
The Hermit card.
I don't know.
Don't. I'm asking you some questions.
Bloody hell. You could remind me of her. You really could.
Don't compare me to Sarah. You hardly know me. We've had sex a couple of times, that's all.
She was obsessive.
When did she leave you?
6 months after we were married. Look. She didn't have any emotional truth to sustain a relationship. She left me in Greenwich in the same afternoon.
What reasons did she give?
Oh, I was a wimp who had no interest in the environmental cause whatsoever.
You're a wimp who has no interest in the environmental cause whatsoever, Jack. Trouble is, the movement's attracting people like you who are interested in pursuing individual careers. You're an environmental yuppie.
Oh, you're right, Sarah. You're always right.
You'll do anything to keep your job because you want job security. You're not interested in creating a new world. You want to preserve the present one as it is and your status quo in it.
Oh, really?
Yes, oh, really. If it was ecologically desirable that you gave up your job, you wouldn't. You campaign to keep it. You're only interested in maintaining what you have, not in changing anything.
Yes, Sarah, and you know it all.
Half the time you won't run campaigns for fear of rocking the boat.
I have a staff of five. There's a limit to the campaigns I can run. And bear in mind, we have to work with industry
and
not
pollutants.
Constantly be in battle with
them. I told you we should start looking into electrical and electronic pollution.
I'm running this outfit, not you.
You haven't taken a blind bit of notice. I can't respect a man who ignores the issues. The trouble is you won't deal with anything.
Sarah, pollution is damage limitation. There has been pollution since man lit his first fire and took his first crap.
It's man, is it? Women don't get to look in.
Since woman lit her first fire and took her first crap, then for pity's sake...
Oh, I see. Women are the polluters now.
What are you talking...
Blame women. Go on.
You're just impossible.
I'm impossible because I taught the truth. Now, that's interesting.
You are sick, Sarah. You need help.
That's called transference, Jack. You're projecting your sickness onto me. That's why I can't stay with you. Before long, you're going to convince me that I'm mad, not you.
I couldn't win. She turned everything else about face. It was an impossible situation. She was so relentless in her accusations, I slowly began to believe there was something wrong with me.
A control freak.
I never saw her again once she left. And I'd really appreciate it if we didn't talk about her right now.
I'm sorry. Come here.
Strange pillow talk, huh? Sarah didn't want to talk about anything but the environment, and you don't want to talk about anything but Sarah.
Us Mataharis are all the same. Open our legs and get the information we want.
Oh, don't joke about something like that, please.
Don't be so sensitive.
Please, don't use me, Dee. I feel very vulnerable. Please tell me you're not just here because you want to know about Sarah.
I'm telling you. Now, come here. Lie back and be still like a good boy. It's my turn now.
Oh, my goodness, it's the Lone Ranger. Where's Tonto?
Who?
Tracy.
We'll meet her in the pub in half an hour. You just get enough, we'll go into bed.
I wanted an early night.
What do I owe the pleasure? Not often you arrive on my doorstep sober and before the pubs have closed.
When are you going to finish my portrait? Feel rather neglected not being asked around for a sit-in.
I'm not comfortable taking the commission from your wife, Jarvis. Not since I found out you were humping the office junior.
Tracy's a good kid, and my wife thinks my libidinous appetites are excessive for a man of my age.
And wait.
Watch it.
You know, I can't visualise it. Tracy's so small she could disappear into the folds of your excessive flab.
Enough. What gives you the right to be so condescending?
Okay, Jarvis, fine. It's your life. I don't want to know. What do you want?
I think I owe you an apology.
Bloody hell, hold the front page.
Your paranoia is beginning to look positively healthy. Read the newspapers lately?
Trying to give them up.
Nice picture in the Times.
God. I don't believe it.
It's like a fairy tale, isn't it?
Trevor Massey has just been appointed chief executive of Universal Agrichemicals.
There's more. Massey resigned from Carbochem 2 months before they contaminated the water 5 years ago. 6 months later, he's appointed divisional director for Universal Agrichemicals.
And UAC bought up Carbochem after the contamination. Bloody hell!
And there's still more.
Blimey, it's like Christmas. What's this?
It's a rugby programme, Dee. What does it look like?
Okay, Jarvis, is this a joke?
Varsity match. 1962. My dad took me when I was 11. I asked Max Kirby to sign it. You remember when he was down here?
Ah, you mean when I was investigating the Henderson thing which led me to get the sack.
It was nothing to do with me. I didn't tell Kirby anything.
Now you know he's probably corrupt. Are you going to resign?
Dee, look at the programme.
Why?
The team sheets, Oxford versus Cambridge. Max Kirby, wing forward. Conor O'Neill, number 8. Julian Dawson, centre.
Who's Julian Dawson?
Sir Julian Dawson. Now, that's the beauty of it. He's chairman of Universal Agrichemicals.
And they all played for Cambridge?
Yes. And 5 years ago, they were all players in a scandal involving the contamination of the water supply. O'Neill as chairman of Deutsche Wasser, who take over North Wales Water. Dawson as chairman of UAC, who want to absorb what's left of Carbochem. And Kirby, who makes a big song and dance about the contamination in his newspaper.
What's in it for Kirby, though? I mean, Deutsche Wasser get a water company and UAC don't have Carbochem developing a crop-growing system that could threaten their business.
Well, you mean it's got to be more than favours for rugger-bugger chums?
Exactly. Why should Deutsche Wasser buy a small, not very profitable water company in North Wales, which has a huge liability to Jessop's Brewery, whose business was nearly wrecked? Why? Why would they want to take that on board?
Curiouser and curiouser.
But at least we know what Trevor Massey was up to when he was down here.
We do?
He came to find out what people knew. And he went away satisfied when it seemed to tie in with saving the career of Ginny Taylor, a politician who one day might end up as Prime Minister.
Jamie Griffin played fullback for Cambridge in that same match.
Hello. Hello, Jarvis. Have you just switched planets?
Remember I said Jamie Griffin has a connection with my wife's family, low aristocracy. He's a merchant banker.
Mm-hmm.
I met him once. A bit spineless, is Jamie. He read geology to rebel against his family's banking history, but the threat of ostracism made him change his career.
What are you saying, Jarvis?
Could be worth taking out for a quick G&T.
Well, secretly, I hope. We don't want you to lose your job. 2 teenagers, remember?
Absolutely.
Did Sarah know her father worked for UAC after Carbochem?
I don't know.
It is important.
I was under the illusion you came here to see me, but you don't, do you? It's all about Sarah, and you're going to milk it until it's dry.
Well, calm down, Jack, for pity's sake.
You should leave this alone. You don't know how deep this goes and how much trouble you could cause for yourself.
What do you mean?
You only went to bed with me to get information.
That's not true.
You're exactly like Sarah.
How dare you compare me to her?
That was Sarah's tactic. She was screwing a future rugby international to get access to his father, who was something to do with the Welsh Rivers Authority.
Who told you that?
It's true.
Yes, but how did you know?
What?
How did you know Sarah was sleeping with Gareth Richards?
You told me.
I didn't.
You did?
How did you know, Jack?
I don't know. Someone must have...
You said you'd had no contact for 3 years. Now, how would you know unless you were lying?
Someone told me.
Unless she told you.
It's dangerous, Dee. You don't want to get involved. Sarah's dead.
Tell me.
I didn't know she was killed, I promise. But I'm not surprised. She was so provocative.
You saw her. Am I right?
Oh, shit. She came to the offices a year ago. April, I think. I promise you, I hadn't seen her since she left me, and I only ever saw her that once.
It's okay. Just tell me.
She pitched up a green watch one lunchtime. Everyone else was out. I was writing the usual begging letters. I was stunned to see her, and I didn't want her there. The fact that she thought I'd be happy to see her after all she did was just indicative of her condition.
Something.
How about hemlock?
My goodness, you've been taking a course in witty repartee.
You've got a nerve coming here.
Don't you want to know why I did?
Nope.
Good, I'll tell you anyway. There's been a leakage of sewage into the water supply. North Wales Water again.
How do you know?
We've done research. What do you think I'm doing an environmental studies PhD at Swansea for?
I don't know, Sarah. I wouldn't know why you'd do anything, nor would you.
There'd been rumours. We were up in North Wales testing the water. There was contamination, but no one's been prosecuted. I asked the Welsh Rivers Authority why.
Oh, yes, just strolled into their headquarters and demanded an explanation, did you?
No. I started sleeping with the chief executive's son, Gareth Richards. Oh. He plays rugby. He'll be a Welsh cat one day.
Well, that sounds like the manipulative little cow I once knew.
Didn't take long to meet his dad, and Daddy didn't like the questions I put to him, I'll tell you that.
Maybe he sussed you were mad.
Why can't you stop being personal, stay calm and listen? And don't project your psychosis onto me.
Oh, for pity's sake.
4 years ago, when we ran that campaign against Carbochem and North Wales Water for contamination,
What of it?
We were had.
What?
See, I'm in a pub ranting and raving about how the Rivers Authority won't prosecute this time, whereas 4 years ago they went to town. What's going on, I'm saying? Carbochem, a company my father worked for, went bust 4 years ago after prosecution, but today no one bothers.
Is there a point to this story?
You're not interested in environmental damage caused by greed, are you, Jack? You just want your safe little job. You've no passion for the cause.
Like you, Sarah.
That's right.
You don't operate out of passion, you operate out of hatred.
Thank you. And yes, there is a point to this story. The guy at the bar, who happens to run the place, name of Scotty, grabs me as I'm leaving. He overheard my rantings.
Not difficult with your voice.
His ears pricked up when he heard me mention Carbochem. This bloke Scotty used to work for them.
So?
He knew my dad.
I'm so pleased for you.
Scotty was a plant supervisor up in North Wales. We got to know each other quite well.
I'm not interested in your sordid affairs.
He's not a lover. He's my deep throat, if you pardon the expression. He's taken to trusting me.
About the only person in the country who would.
Do I detect a tinge of bitterness?
What are you doing here, Sarah?
Scotty had been diagnosed with terminal cancer. He wanted to get a few things off his chest.
Look.
Principally, that it was my dad who went to Scotty with a plan to deliberately contaminate the water, and it was Scotty, as plant supervisor, who put the plan into motion.
I don't believe you. You're a fantasist.
Oh, you're gutless, that's why.
And is this Scotty going to come forward to substantiate these allegations?
No.
Convenient.
He has family.
So even if it's true, how do you prove it?
Oh, I'll get proof. Last Sunday, Gareth's dad caught me snooping around his study after lunch. When he tried to throw me out, I told him what Scotty told me. You could tell he didn't know the contamination was deliberate. He was horrified. He's got a meeting in a few days' time. I'll get the proof.
So why are you telling me?
Oh, I'm not telling you because I expect you to do anything. I don't expect Greenwatch to be effective. I'm telling you because you won't do anything, which proves my point that you're so weak. I mean, you've got about as much social responsibility as my old man.
Your hatred of your father is really unhealthy.
Oh, really?
Your hatred of men is unhealthy.
I don't hate men. I love them. I can't get enough of them. Haven't you noticed?
No.
But you're right. I do hate my father. I suppose you think he deserves a blowjob for killing my mother in a car crash 6 years ago. And how about the 7 people who died drinking contaminated water? What did he deserve for that?
I didn't know whether to believe her. Sarah hated her father so much.
She's dead because she knew something.
Yeah. But was it that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was. That's what the tape conversation was about.
What conversation?
Sarah got her proof, of sorts. She tape-recorded a lunch conversation between Ginny Taylor and Gareth's father. That indicated something dodgy was going on.
Typical. How did she manage to do that?
She bribed the waiter who planted the wire with sex.
That was Sarah. A manipulator and a destroyer. A sicker with a huge control mechanism. And that's why she ended up naked in Bryn Mawr Reservoir tripping on LSD.
Tracy's provided a piece of the jigsaw.
Oh, really? What would Tracy know?
Tracy is more than just a pretty pudenda.
Ha!
Do the woman a favour and she...
Bite your balls off, I know. All right, what does she tell you?
There's a pub about 60 miles from here, towards St. David's, and it's called The Lone Traveller.
Yeah, and?
It's a meeting place for New Agers, environmental protesters, travellers, kids going on to rave somewhere in the countryside. It's really famous, apparently.
So famous, you and I have never heard of it.
It's counterculture, Mr. Jarvis. You don't get anyone over 30 going in there. Everyone of our generation knows about it.
So, what of it?
The regulars call it The Hermit.
Ah.
Because the pub sign is modelled after the picture you find on a conventional tarot pack.
You can see how packed this place is. You don't think I'd recognise everyone who came in here, do you? Look at them. Some of them defy description.
Sarah Massey?
This is her. I don't know. People dress up or down to come here. She looks a bit sweet to be coming to the Hermit.
No, I don't think she was sweet.
Then it's not a good likeness, is it?
She was an environmental protester.
They're all activists here, darling. Most are locals. They're here campaigning against the motorway extension scheme. Scotty actively encourages it. Lets them camp in the field that adjoins the car park.
Scotty? Who's Scotty?
The owner.
Can I see him?
He's an hospice, darling. He's dying.
I don't have to speak to you, you know that. I don't have to tell you anything.
I understand. I'm grateful you agreed to see me. Sarah was killed, Scotty. Is that your real name?
I liked Sarah. She was a bit intense, but I liked her.
How did you meet her?
She was holding court in the Hermit one afternoon. It was quiet. There was nobody but her and a few friends in.
And she mentioned Carbocam and her father.
And I introduced myself. We got to know each other. And then, when I thought she was ready...
Sarah was your road to redemption.
I'm sorry?
You had to tell someone.
It did seem like God had planted her in my pub to give me an opportunity to atone. I'd been diagnosed with this cancer. Well, I knew it was a lifetime dealing with chemicals and fertilizers. I wanted compensation from UAC, since they'd taken over Carbochem. UAC refused. And they knew that I couldn't go public with what had happened. I was implicated. I actually arranged the contamination.
So you're angry at UAC. That is revenge, not atonement.
I had to tell someone.
And who better than the daughter of the bloke who put the whole thing into motion, Trevor Massey?
She happened to be in my pub. Don't you think that's providence?
What? An intervention by God so that you could make amends?
I take it you're a non-believer. I was, until my cancer.
You thought you'd get absolution by telling Sarah?
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Seven people died, two children.
It went wrong. Too much organophosphate went into the water supply. Filtration plant broke down. No one was supposed to be killed.
Oh, you mean people were supposed to be ill, not dead.
I think I've paid my dues.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
In return for this outrage, Massey gets a senior position on the board of UAC. What do you get?
I got a payoff. And I disappeared. And no, my name's not Scotty. And I bought a pub. Where, with supreme irony, I played the generous host to those who have heart enough to campaign for the environment.
Meanwhile, Sarah gives the information to my newspaper, not realizing a certain Max Kirby was involved, and that the same Max Kirby owned the South Wales Journal.
Max Kirby?
Oh, yes. The prime mover. The key to it all. But no one knew that. The only problem is why? What's in it for him?
Don't turn round.
God!
Don't turn round. Sorry, the rearview mirror met with an accident.
What do you want?
Work it out. You're good at working things out. I'm not here to sell you life insurance. In fact, the opposite. You might not care about your own welfare, but think of your daughters. We know she lives in Argentina with your ex-husband. We know which school she goes to and where she lives. Calle Antonio Rodriguez. Drop this. Devote your energies to your painting and finding yourself a new job.
This is real cloak and dagger now. Couldn't you think of anywhere more evoked?
I've been threatened.
So you said.
So you don't want to be seen with me.
Who are you?
Fed up, upset, sick as a dog, hurt, betrayed, completely disgusted. You want me to go on?
You were right. It would have been Kirby who hatched the whole scheme. He hears about the Henderson crop growing system and calls up Julian Dawson as chairman of UAC. Simultaneously, he gets onto his mate, Conor O'Neill, chairman of Deutsche Wasser, and together they conspire to discredit Carbochem and North Wales Water. Watch the shares go tumbling down and steam in. UAC would have had Henderson's system suppressed. They are the biggest chemical company in Europe.
And Deutsche Wasser buy North Wales Water and inherit a massive liability to a brewery. So what's the scam?
Next time I see you, I want it to be in your front room, iced vodka and tonics on the go, and me sitting for my portrait you haven't finished.
A rural idyll in untroubled Britain. How nice. Come on, Jarvis, you call this meeting. Why?
I did this for you as a friend, and after today, I don't even want to discuss it.
I'm not going to do anything, Jarvis. I've got my daughter's welfare to worry about.
You wanted to know what Kirby's interest in all this is?
Beyond money for services rendered, yes.
You know, I said that Jamie Griffin, the friend of the family who was in the varsity programme, read geology at Cambridge.
So?
So Max Kirby was a fellow student, also reading geology.
Far cry from the publishing world.
James and Kirby worked for the same company after they left university.
So far, so fascinating.
I went back to London to meet Jamie, and everything he said is off the record.
What did I just say?
Nearly 30 years ago, Kirby was detailed to do a survey on the land now owned by Deutsche Wasser, previously by North Wales Water, and before that, in public ownership. In fact, in public ownership when Kirby did the survey. This man Jamie was with him.
Go on.
Kirby filed a negative report.
So?
You do surveys to find out what value the land has, what mineral deposits it has and so on. If a negative report is filed, then it's not worth as much as, say, if gold was found.
I'll give you a medal for stating the obvious, John. You are kidding!
I'm not. Kirby filed a negative report, but gold was found.
You're saying there's a gold mine on land now owned by Deutsche Wasser?
Maybe not a mine, but a significant amount. Well, there is Welsh gold, dear. That's common knowledge.
Sugar!
If you want to delve any further, you'll probably find that Kirby has part ownership of that land. He could be sitting on millions. And there you have your motive. And that's why Deutsche Wasser were happy to take on a huge liability to Jessup's brewery.
He waits 30 years.
Well, he had to wait 30 years. The land was owned by a public utility until privatisation.
Well, if there is gold there, why aren't they capitalising on it yet?
They can afford to wait another year or so. By that time, the links between the interested parties will have eroded a little more.
And after waiting 30 years, nothing is going to stop our lovable Mr. Kirby.
How's your relationship, by the way, with your new boyfriend?
It stinks. Why are you asking?
Because of the risk of seeing you further dejected, I think you should know something else.
What?
Max Kirby is funding Greenwatch, and has been since the scandal 5 years ago. Perfect cover for his unecological activities.
Figures. Jack killed Sarah, after all. And he was the one who told Kirby I was onto him.
Jack Palmer killed Sarah?
Sure. Last time I was with him, he alluded to the fact that Sarah died in Bryn Mawr Reservoir and that she was naked and tripping. I didn't tell him that. I wanted to spare his feelings. I just told him she was found drowned in suspicious circumstances. And we didn't print the sordid details in the journal, did we? So, how did he know?
I didn't mean to. She provoked me.
But it saved Kirby doing the job, didn't it? And you were in Kirby's pocket.
I tried to steer you away from it, didn't I, huh? I tried, but you were so bloody obsessive.
Don't use that word.
Like her, you couldn't let it go.
Nice house you got, Jack. Lovely garden. But that was created by the previous owners. The previous owners being...
I don't know them.
Short memory, Jack. When I first came to ask you about biodynamic farming, you said you'd inherited it from your parents. A very kind legacy from Max, Mr. Generous Kirby, I assume.
So I succumbed. I didn't know he'd done anything illegal.
What happened? At the reservoir?
She phoned me that night. Said she wanted to meet me at the south side of Bryn Mawr. She said she'd found out that I'd taken Kirby's money, and if she revealed what she knew, I could go to prison for corruption.
So you went?
I didn't have a choice, did I? She was blackmailing me. It was nearly midnight when I got there, but really warm for April. Sarah was up on the hill above the reservoir, lying on her back on a rug. Stark naked, staring at the stars. It was a calculated effect, but nothing Sarah did fazed me any longer.
You know, astrologically, where Uranus is in my chart suggests the possibility of a violent or sudden death. Did you know that?
Really?
I belong up there, you know. I'm not of this planet.
What are you talking about?
I'm tripping, Jack. Just taking some acid. Sirius. Sirius is where I come from.
What do you want, Sarah?
I got the proof, more or less. I took it to the press 10 days ago. The bastard editor hasn't published. 3 days after I went to him, my flat got burgled and the duplicates vanished. Nice, eh? I go back there to complain day before yesterday. The editor's having a retirement party. Well, you know how wild I am, Jack. I threw booze all over him and got ejected. Oh, it's raining. Oh, the good old acid rain that goes into the acid earth to poison all our food and give us Alzheimer's and cancer and CJD and motor neuron and all the things you used to care about, Jack.
Sarah, get dressed.
Got a phone call. They offered to buy me off. If they can't buy me off, they'll kill me, right? They bought you off.
They funded us.
Jack's never going to climb that beanstalk and slay the giant, is he? Because Jack's in the giant's back pocket.
Sarah, I didn't know the water was deliberately contaminated 4 years ago, any more than you did
but
then.
But you do now. And what are you going to do about it?
They won't stand for it. They won't let you speak out.
The rain on your skin is so lovely. Take your clothes off, Jack. Feel it.
What?
Take your clothes off.
Sarah.
Oh, Jack. This body's still worth a shag, isn't it? Those strings.
I don't think...
I always fancied you, Jack. You're a hell of a good lad.
Sarah.
Okay. Just lie on top of me. Come on, Jack. There's a good boy.
What?
You sad, pathetic little man. You have absolutely no integrity. You're so weak. Look at you. Even now, after everything, the old priapus can't say no.
You bitch!
Anyone can buy you, can't they, Jack? You're so weak.
Bitch!
Help me!
I watched until there was silence, and then I drove home.
Didn't you try to save her? Didn't you even go to help?
Why should I want to save her? I hated her. Oh, you don't know how much I hated her.
He is not going to admit it. The case is closed. There's no evidence it was murder. And even if there was and Jack was charged, he wouldn't implicate Kirby or UAC or Deutsche Wasser. It's 5 years old. It's history.
What are you going to do?
What can I do? It's a big cover-up, Thomas, and it's going to stay covered. What have I achieved? A big load of nothing. What price justice?
Calm down, Dee.
Calm down?
You got to the truth. You made progress for yourself. Now, that's an achievement.
Think so? There's a lot of sick people out there, Thomas. But is it my imagination or are more and more people becoming screwed up?
There's a theory about that.
Oh, I thought there might be.
People say we live longer today because of the breakthroughs in conventional medicine and drug therapy. Alternative practitioners like me dispute this and put it down to nutrition and hygiene.
I was talking about sick in the head, Thomas, not sick in the body.
That was what I was about to say.
Come again?
There may be an increase in longevity, but there's substantial evidence that there is also an increase in mental and emotional illness.
The Sarahs of this world are proliferating, eh? Maybe she could have used your services.
Fancy a walk to the plough?
You, Thomas? A pub?
I can have an orange juice.
Thomas, talking of your services...
Yes?
I want to come back. I want to lay the ghost of my old man to rest once and for all.
Welcome home.
I've got no money and I'm out of work.
Paint me a picture.
What of?
Oh, I don't know. Life.
That's a bit of a broad canvas, Thomas.
What do you mean?
Nothing. I was being funny. The wider picture. Get it? Never mind. A large vodka tonic. Ice. No lemon.
In broad canvases, Dee was played by Sue Johnston and Jarvis by Martin Troakes. Jack was Anthony O'Donnell. Sarah was Cyril Jenkins. Thomas was David Middleton. Ginny Taylor was Manon Edwards. David Richards was Ray Llewellyn. And Peter was Stefan Rodri. Original music was composed by Laurie Scott Baker and performed by Laurie Scott Baker, Dylan Fowler and Evan Parker. Technical presentation was by Nigel Lewis, Mike Frost and Gareth Tyrrell, and the production assistant was Nia Goff. Broad Canvases was written by Nigel Baldwin and directed in Wales by Alison Hindle.